Have you ever driven home and realized you don't remember the drive? Or found yourself smiling in a conversation even though you weren't really there? Maybe someone was talking, but you couldn't absorb a word. Maybe everything just faded. Not panic, not thoughts, just blank. That's not being distracted. That's dissociation, your nervous system's disappearing act. And today, on numbness paralysis, we are gently unpacking what dissociation feels like, why it happens, and how we can begin to the slow, compassionate work of returning to ourselves. I'm Olga Costa. Let's begin. What dissociation feels like, the invisible exit. Dissociation is different for everyone, but the heart of it is this. It is your body protecting you when presence feels unsafe. Some describe it as, I was numb, like I wasn't even in my body. I felt like I was watching life happen, not living it. I just shut down, autopilot mode. Let me share a story from a listener named Anna. During a meeting, her manager called her name. Anna smiled and nodded. But afterward, she said, I felt like I was hearing everything underwater. I was in the room, but I wasn't in my body. Another listener shared, at work, I zone out for hours, not because I'm lazy, but because I feel like I don't exist unless someone talks to me. I remember zoning out during a dinner with friends once. I laughed on cue, but I wasn't really there. Just floating, silently, hoping no one would notice. Dissociation isn't a sign of weakness. It is your body saying, this is too much. Let me help you get through it. It is not failure. It is survival. The biology of disconnecting. Let's look at what's actually happening in your brain. When your nervous system detects danger, especially emotional or relational, but you can't run or fight, your body chooses to freeze or disconnect. That's why dissociation is common in complex PTSD, childhood emotional neglect, abuse survivors, people exposed to chronic stress. Your prefrontal cortex, the part that reasons, plans, and focuses, shut down. Your limbic system, your survival brain, takes over. The insula, which helps you feel your body, thins. The anterior cingulate cortex, involved in regulating emotional, quiets down. It's like a fuse blows in the front of your brain and a backup generator kicks in just to keep you standing. You're not spacing out. You are short-circuiting to survive. And your vagus nerve, the highway between body and brain, often plays a steering role. When it signals a freeze state, your whole system powers down to stay safe. Over time, your brain can get stuck in that loop, disconnecting even when you are safe. And you may start to feel like life is happening around you instead of with you. As trauma expert Dr. Janina Fisher says, dissociation is not a defect. It's a creative solution to overwhelm experience. Reflective SWOT, a soft lens on dissociation. Let's pause here. Instead of analyzing dissociation like a problem, let's reflect on it through a soft SWOT framework: to witness, not to fix. Strengths: dissociation protected you when nothing else could. It gave you an exit when you had no other way out. Weakness: it doesn't just numb the pain, it numbs your aliveness too. It disconnects you not just from pain, but also from people, moments, even yourself. Opportunities: dissociation teaches you where your nervous system still sees threat. It offers a quiet map to what still needs safety and healing. Threats: if left unacknowledged, it can turn your life into a fog. Time disappears, relationships suffer, and healing feels out of reach. But here's the truth: you are not too far gone. You are just further away from the ground for now. And there is a path back to Anna and to anyone who's ever felt like they're disappeared. Thank you. Your story reminds us dissociation is not vanishing, it's surviving. Grounding tools, find your way back. You don't have to force your way out of dissociation. You just have to offer your nervous system a gentler option than escape. Here are four tools to try when you feel yourself drifting. First, engage the body. Physical anchors. Place both feet flat on the ground. Hold something cool, a rock, water, ice. Press your hand over your heart and say, I am here. Second, sound and movement. Tap a slow rhythm with your fingers. Clap gently or brush your hand against your sleeve. The vibration stimulates the vagus nervus, calming your system. Third, oriented breathing. Inhale slowly through your nose for four counts. Exhale softly through your mouth for six. Look around and name three things you see. These reorients your mind to now. Fourth, name the moment. Say aloud, this is a moment of disconnection. I don't need to panic. I just need to witness it. Even naming it creates a threat, gently tugging you back into the now. Closing reflections. The return to self. Dissociation is not the enemy. It is a brilliant protector born from pain. But now you get to offer yourself something better. Safety in staying. And if today you still feel distant, please hear this. You are still here. Even in the fog. Even in the float. Even in the numbness. Every breath you take on purpose is a step back towards yourself. You don't have to return toward presence. You only have to drift back gently, moment by moment. If dissociation is the mind's escape, hypervigilance is its lookup tower. In our next episode, we will explore hypervigilance, that constant scanning, bracing, watching for danger that never comes. Why it happens, and how to begin feeling safe enough to rest. Until then, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious. If this episode spoke to you, consider sharing it with someone who floats through their day and feels alone in it. You are not alone, and neither are they.